Welcome back, y'all, to another Hip Hop Babies album review. I'm your host,
yes, Dan sir.
Lee. Got my boy Ray with me.
We back, and this is an exciting one. Y'all know we have been waiting to talk about this artist, the GOAT.
Wait,
That's what I thought you said, right? I thought you said this is the GOAT. Everyone's saying this is the GOAT on Twitter. Buy the album, stream it again. Buy it now. He's better.
He does have a legion of profile pics on Twitter. Of course, we were talking about the infamous NBA YoungBoy. Mm-hmm. Haven't done a review on him yet, so you know we're going to talk about this album, and then we're also going to talk about a little bit about him in general. Let's get into the Slimeetto album, the last Slimeetto. What do you think it is?
The last Slimeetto. You got to say it like a villain. Even the cover, he's like all in black and shit. He's all decked out, gooned out. Reminds me of The Last Meal, Snoop Dogg. He's a long one, too. Hey, that's why he called it that. That's the last one. We gave him enough tracks to last a lifetime with this one. I'll tell you that. This was a listen. Hour and 21 minutes.
Y'all going to get your royalties.
For real. And look, no deluxe. Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be a deluxe. Probably. A deluxe in a week.
Needed to keep it. The album. You need to
look, bro, I'm gonna tell you like this with YoungBoy. YoungBoy, he's hit or miss with me. You know, he has the tracks where he's going in, he's spitting crazy as far as the flows. You know, he's talking this shit. Freedom Fives or even the usually the title tracks with him, I can tell what the track's gonna be. See, it's gonna be like that. I wouldn't say emo, but like he does like that singing shit where like he's like singing rapping or like he's singing like love song, but he's like gangster with it. I don't really like those tracks from him. I don't like when he's doing the songs with Kalani. It's not what I want to hear. And it's probably not for me. You know, I think he has a reason to make those tracks. I think he's done them better. Actually, I don't know if he's done them. I've never been a fan of those tracks. I'm just gonna keep it a buck with you, but for every reason people like those.
I say one of the main problems with this album for me is like that those songs exist, it ruins like what I'm listening to. Like it's like what's the vibe?
It takes you out of the vibe. You got my go-to, and then you got Fuck the Industry, which I like. YoungBoy, he's an enemy of the industry. We're saying like a villain. He kind of is the villain. He feels like he's been blackballed. He feels like he doesn't get the respect he deserves sometimes. I mean, he still is the most streamed artist, or at least hip-hop artist on YouTube, if not the most. Like, he gets crazy amount of streams on YouTube. So you would think, you know, these rappers would try to work with him, you know. He got Rod Wave on here. He has Quavo. He has certain people. And he seems to really stick with who he wants to stick with, right, as far as features. But you would think he would be getting, like, Drake. He would be getting, like, Yay or someone. But he always sticks with the people in his label or the people who loyal as far as, like, who he messes with. That's what I kind of respect about his music and I respect about what he brings to the table. Sometimes he misses his mark, but when he does hit his mark, he hits pretty on point. Like I said, with certain tracks. I could cut a lot of these, and I think I would still have a good album. This wasn't as bad as some of the other YoungBoy projects for me that I've listened to, and I couldn't vibe with them. Like, some of these tracks I was actually messing with.
Yeah, I just need to speak to whoever curates his albums for him, because it's like, bro, even if this is your last album for this label, and like, maybe this is something you had to do for that, like, it's just too much. Can't be sitting here for an hour and 21 minutes going through this entire thing and like trying to determine what's a real song, what's like a 30-second skit. Is this going to be like a good song, or is this going to be a song with an artist that you clearly don't have the range to work with? There's sometimes where he overextends. He's very experimental. Yeah. It's just what he does. And he's getting better. He's still not at the point where like, I'm tuned in.
I mean, I kind of felt the way with Sincerely Contrell, which was just him for an hour and 3 minutes. But that album was personal. You know, that was around the time where he did get arrested. So he was like getting personal and talking about stuff. Then he released Colors. So he has some like rock emo. Literally, he said like some sounds where he's doing face paint and shit. So that's what I also like about him too. I mean, he does do the gangster just talking shit, which I like. But he also does try to spice it up and messes with different sounds that I wouldn't expect someone in his lane to mess with. Sometimes even when he's singing, I wouldn't expect him to really get in trying to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really at least tries. He tries to spice it up. I like this album. I think I would like the versatility. If I was a big fan, I might like that he's doing all these tracks and doing all these different sounds.
It's definitely for the fans, though.
It's definitely, yeah, it is. I think that's what this whole thing, the last time, like, I'm on this label. This is the last album of maybe this sound or this era. And hopefully he goes on this new path. I don't know what to expect from him now. You know, he's always doing some stuff. His name's always in the news. He's always popping up on YouTube as far as a music video or something he's dropping. He drops a lot of music. You know, that's another thing. He drops a lot of music, you know, within a year a lot of times. And a lot of the albums are full albums. It's not like he's just dropping like short EPs. He's dropping a lot of albums. A lot of like songs. He's featuring, you know. I don't know if he's fully independent. I don't know the full situation. But if he's going to be signing someone else and maybe gets a better deal or like gets more, I don't know what it is as far as like why he's moving on. Maybe it was money. Maybe it was creative things. But now he might get to get a new deal and own his music. I know he was talking about trying to own his masters before and it didn't work out. You know, they were like, we're keeping your shit because... I know they're making money off that shit, you know, as far as the stream. So, but I know he's going to probably do his own thing and do well. I mean, I feel like you have that big of a YouTube and certain fan base. He put this out and it didn't get crazy. It did get promotion, this young boy, but it's like, he definitely could have got more promotion. He still did a lot of numbers as far as like he did over 100K and was competing with Bad Bunny. Even though that Bad Bunny album is old, it is a, I feel like it's more of a universal album because what type of music it is. You know what I'm saying? Which, yeah. Even though they only count sales out here for certain sales, like Billboard, it's still, like, going to last. That's going to play in the club. It's going to play all over, you know? Some of these songs, like I said, Freedom 5 and shit, he was really talking shit. Hate 4K Trey Baby. I was liking that. That was one of the singles I was playing that. I Hate Youngboy. I remember that one. The last track, I Hate Youngboy, he was really getting into some stuff. Yeah. It is, though. Yeah, as I'm talking about it, I'm sifting through. I'm like, what track? Because once I really sat with it, I did find the tracks I liked. And I will say that Youngboy, like, I'm hoping that he takes what he learned from this time with this label. But I'm thinking now he might be able to slow down or do whatever he wants. I don't know what it was. I know he was signed to a deal with a certain amount of albums. Maybe he was just trying to, you know, make hits or figure out a way to make money within that deal. I think it's worked out for him. I know he'll probably keep making smart decisions because, you know, you build that loyal of a fan base. People on Twitter bothering people. His fan base is toxic, but it works, you know? We should have reviewed some of his other projects, but, you know, time and, you know, with the way we put out content. But Youngboy is a big, as far as, like, internet, building a fan base and keeping a fan base, he's found a way to really do that. Even though it's, like, sometimes his fan base is annoying, you could take some notes. Because what he's doing, even the YouTube videos, like, he puts out these videos where it's just him doing trap stuff with some edits or, like, him just walking around, like, talking stuff around the house. Like, it's simple, but he found a way to connect this with his fans doing that, get these big numbers doing that. And I make collab albums and stuff. I support it to a certain degree.
He's got, like, the Stan formula to a fucking science, right? So,
yeah,
being what he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And rapping about what he raps about. And you just put that on TV. I know dudes who are just walking in their house, they got YouTube on TV, and it's like Youngboy, right? And he's figured out how to do that for YouTube, where we only got, you know, you got some people that only do stuff on Twitter, but he's on like a whole nother more accessible platform than like a lot of these other artists who have pigeonholed themselves by making their presence only known on like Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of content is starting to go to TikTok, but like it's not the same. It's not the same format. It's a lot shorter fan base. You know, you're not connecting with these same people that were on like Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, he's found a way to connect with a certain demographic, and it's worked for him, and I think it's gonna continue to work with this one. It's not his worst album. It's not his best. I've heard better Youngboy projects. I think it's AI Youngboy too. I think I might like this one personally more than Control, but some people really like Control because it's personal. As far as the upbeat tracks, I think I like this one more than Colors, but it was longer. What'd you say?
So I'm not invested in him. So I like
him talking about beating the case. Because he was fighting a big public gun case and all that, and
yeah,
he beat that. He did touch on that on a track or two, I think, on this. Or he did mention how some people were praying, like, hoping probably he'd get locked up so they could take his spot. Or, you know, they were just hoping he'd get locked up so they didn't have to deal with him. But he's like, fuck that. I'm here now. Like, I know I'm good. He was talking a lot of stuff before he was about to maybe get locked up. People still do it. They compare him to Tupac or say he's better. And it was kind of reminding me of Tupac where he was out, you know, on bail, he was out, and he was talking a lot of stuff to people in the industry or talking stuff about the people who caught him up. He beat the case and dropped this album, and now, let's see. Like, where is he going to go? Because I think he could change. He's already changed the game. I think he's changed the game as far as YouTube. He does talk stuff on social media, but he's not, like, doing it. Like, it doesn't feel like a gimmick. It just feels like it's Youngboy.
Yeah.
Even his name, Youngboy Never Broke Again, how he had to change his name from NBA Youngboy to Youngboy Never Broke Again because, you know, NBA doesn't want to be associated with that and everything. But he's still basically NBA Youngboy. And I think seeing where this beef goes with him and Dirk, especially now he's going to be doing his own thing and seeing where he's going to take his music, I just hope he drops some more focused project for me. That's what I would want for him. Keep doing this, man. If you want to, though.
He's been a marketing genius since he, like, started. So we've been seeing the growth. We haven't really talked about it.
I expected them to be like to do numbers and stuff, especially when I was starting to hear stuff from Until Death Called My Name, when he started doing this stuff, and I think sampling Lil Wayne and stuff. Like, he was doing some interesting stuff, but I think it took its own thing when he really started to get the YoungBoy fans. I don't know what it was specifically, but the stands started to take over, and he started to like really connect with people and have a fan base. Under every rap post you see him, or there's something connected to him saying like, stream this album. You know, I thought maybe he would do more numbers, but considering it's his last album on the label, and sometimes with that, like, promotion, and it's not gonna outsell maybe another album while you were fully on there, you know, it's certain business stuff. But hey man, you were gonna go out, I guess this is the way you wanted to go out on that. I think this is good business as far as like, they got their money's worth, I'll say that, you know.
Yeah,
and his fans, he fed his fans. That's probably what they wanted.
That's why it wasn't for me.
We see it. Of course, he's a big part of hip-hop. We're going to start to see more YoungBoy clones as far as like them trying to... I mean, you see it, but it's going to be after a certain amount of years with the way his fan base is and stuff. I think we're going to start to see his impact more. He's not a gimmick. He doesn't really do gimmicks. Like, all the beef and everything, it seems genuine.
Just be more versatile. Be more like YoungBoy. The YoungBoy is better.
I feel like YoungBoy just literally, that's his life, and it just pops up in the news sometimes because he's doing that shit. And that talks for him. The numbers. And your fan base. Let your fan base go online and stand for you. You don't have to go online and do stupid shit and troll people to build hype for your music.
Yeah, you just go into it with open ears. It's very long. And a lot of shit sifts through.
I feel like this is truly just for the fans, though. Looking at the checklist, I was more apprehensive. What are we going to get? I think I got more than I expected. Right. The last line, Mito. I ain't going to lie, though. I like the reference, though.
Anyways, thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Do y'all like Slimeito or do you like Slimeito? I feel like Slimeeito rolled off the tongue better. Slimeito.
Slimeeito, man. Stop. All right.
Is YoungBoy indeed better? Let me know in the comments, please. Thank you guys so much. Hit us up on our socials, the Hip Hop Babies. And thank y'all so much.
With that being said, peace.
Peace.